1 year ago, Leland school district administrators ran the numbers on their teacher salaries. They looked at their starting salary, which was around $27,000. Then they looked at the imminent teacher shortage across the state, and they quickly realized they had a big problem. Leland is a very small K-12 district of about 260 kids, and they knew they had to find a way to increase their base salary. They wanted to raise it to $34,000, but couldn't afford that, let alone the newly mandated $40,000 with the way that they were structured.
Leland's a little town, so we don't have industry or tax sales necessarily. It's just property tax, and so we don't have, there's no way we could put that on the homeowners. It wouldn't have been possible, or the farmland owners.
That's Jody Moore. She's the superintendent at Leland. They had to completely restructure their contracts to make it work. Luckily, they got it done in time to put their pay on track with the new $40,000 salary bill. But other small districts haven't had the ability to maneuver like that to make it to 40K. Montmorency is another tiny district 60 miles west of Leland. Alex Moore is their superintendent, and he says that the measure should have accounted for the burden that it puts on districts like his.
That sounds all great, fine and dandy, but smaller districts like us, that's going to put a load on us, and we may at some point have to look at ways to cut costs.
Jody Moore at Leland agrees Illinois probably should have regionalized the plan to account for differences in cost of living.
Local control, and especially when you're so heavily local funded, is enormously important.
83% of Leland's funding comes from local taxes. She says that schools like Montmorency, and especially districts farther south in Illinois, may have the hardest time reaching the state's goal.
These type of laws can really, really such a heavy impact on them because they're much more limited in their local funding and how close they are to other districts where they can share resources.
Sterling School District Assistant Superintendent Sarah Dale compared it to the way schools evaluate student achievement. It used to be a single bar that everyone had to reach, but now they changed it to a percentage of growth.
In my opinion, I think it would have made more sense to look at a growth model if the goal was to increase teacher salaries to do that percentage as opposed to a flat rate.
Sterling is a much larger district than Leland or Montmorency. They're a district of just over 3,400 students, and they just made it over the $40,000 threshold last year. Technically, their salaries were just under that figure, but the state allows districts to count their contributions to the teacher retirement system toward it. And the teacher salary measure is not the only new pay-related plan that will affect school districts.
The big one for me is the $15 minimum hour minimum wage.
That's Joshua Nichols. He's the superintendent of Amboy School District.
The hard thing is, like I said, it's not meeting the minimum, but it's maintaining that parity. You know, what does somebody make already now over the minimum wage? And we just can't do it.
Right now, their starting pay for paraprofessionals is $2.70 over minimum wage. He says that he's not going to be able to do that once the minimum is $15 an hour.
There's sound economics. I understand what they're trying to do and getting more money to, you know, lower income people or middle income people, because when it comes down to it, that's a good thing to do, and it's a good thing. I just don't know how we're going to pay for it.
Despite those lingering questions, overall, Nichols says he's glad to see the state taking steps to address education needs.
I'm actually very optimistic about what's happening in Springfield. I know, you know, we have to deal with the $40,000. We're going to have to manage the $15 an hour. We have a budget.
He says that's a lot, considering just a few years ago, schools in Illinois were closing because of the budget impasse. Jody Moore echoed that, saying that over the last few years, lawmakers have become much more receptive to learning about education issues. The base salary for Illinois teachers will be just over $32,000 for the 2019-2020 school year, beginning its 5-year ascent to 40K. I'm Peter Medlin.